Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're talking with Linda Spangl. She has written a book called Friends with a Scale. And Linda, you talk in your book about how the scale doesn't really predict the success of weight loss. It's just a number. Can you talk a little bit more about that and what people should be using their, how they should be using their scale really to benefit their weight loss program?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what happens a lot of times is people depend on the scale for motivation. So again, you're on your diet plan and your exercise plan, and after a week or maybe 2 weeks, you get on the scale and it didn't really move much, or sometimes it goes up a pound. And then people will say, oh, see, my plan isn't working, might as well forget it. And the problem is, if you depend on the scale to keep you motivated, you're going to get messed up all the time, just because, as we were talking about earlier, there are so many factors that affect the scale reading that don't have anything to do with your actions. So what I encourage people to do is flip this around and say to yourself, okay, as long as I focus on my actions, I know the outcome will follow. In other words, eventually the scale number will reflect my positive outcome. But I need to make sure that I have the order of those things correct. Focus on the actions, not the scale. So that's one of the biggest ones, I think, is just don't count on the scale for motivation.
Hmm. What is your 30-day rule that you talk about in the book?
Oh, that is an interesting thing. There's some research that was done a bunch of years ago looking at the fact that it takes the human body somewhere around 30 days to really cement a weight change. Now, you might see, you know, the scale change, and it might seem like it's pretty much holding okay, but you don't know for sure if those 10 pounds or whatever is gone unless that number on the scale is still the same at 30 days later, because that's how long it takes. I had a fascinating thing one year in when I was teaching classes around the holiday season. I had a group of people who came in to class in January and got on the scale and said, oh, that's funny. Maybe I wasn't as bad as I thought I was over the holidays. Then what happened, though, was the very end of January, I had about three or four people in tears because they said, oh, my goodness, all of a sudden, the scale's up 5 pounds. And it's as though the changes that they had done, and this can be both positive and negative, don't always show up right away, but they'll show up over time. And that's true with both gaining weight and losing weight. Isn't that an interesting thing?
Yeah, it is, yeah. One of the things I was going to ask you, Linda, and it really just goes into the seasonal thing, do people tend to gain more weight over the winter months just because it's, you know, their metabolism slows down because they're sleeping more?
You know, it is a possibility because I think particularly colder weather and, you know, more shorter days, so there's more darkness, they tend to sometimes cause us to be less active and more sedentary. And that's probably what will actually reflect the weight gain. It's not really the atmosphere itself, but it's the way that we respond to it. So I think one of the things that's important is as we move into, you know, the late fall and then the winter months, that you really say, okay, how do I keep up my plan very consistently, even when the days are short and dark and I don't feel like it? Because that's the crucial piece, again, of staying consistent over time that's going to bring results.
Linda, I want to ask you about what happens when, you know, if we're using the scale on a regular basis to look at our weight, and our weight stays the same for a while. You know, we start declining and then it stagnates. And, you know, you get to that point where we're kind of stuck at a certain weight and we know we need to lose another 5, 10, 15 pounds, whatever it is, but we can't do it. What's going on?
Certainly. You know, that's what we would refer to as a plateau. And, you know, plateaus happen to almost anyone who works on losing weight. The interesting thing I have observed is around the halfway mark of the amount of weight that someone wants to lose. Like, say, if you want to lose 80 pounds, maybe when you've lost about 40 pounds, that is when people will sometimes hit a plateau. And it'll just mean that the scale will stay the same, sometimes even for several weeks, in spite of the fact that you're doing everything just like you were. What it takes to break a plateau is a couple of things. One of them is patience. Plateaus a lot of times make people just go, oh, forget it, and they give up. Of course, then that breaks the plateau, but not the direction you wanted. So staying patient is important. But another thing is shake things up a little bit. I'm thinking about a lady I worked with who had this routine. Every day at 5:30, she got up, she put on her exercise shoes and went out the door and took a 30-minute walk. She walked about the same pace every day. Then she got back home, and she had pretty much the same meals almost every day. She was just a creature of habit, and she had a system that really worked, except that she had lost about 30 pounds, and she needed to lose about 20 more. She hit a point where she hit a plateau, and it wouldn't budge. So what I told her we had to do was shake up her life. So we did that by, first of all, having her do different activities. So she had to start working between riding a bike, walking, and doing an exercise machine. And she also had to change the pace. So on her walk, I had her walk fast for a few minutes, slow for a few minutes, fast for a few minutes. And so by swapping everything around like that, that shook her body up, and interestingly, it was a matter of another week, and then her scale started to drop again, and she actually got to the rest of her weight off and reached her goal.
Interesting. Tell us about, doctor's office scales. Why is it that we always weigh more when we go stand on those ones?
I know. Isn't that an interesting one? The biggest reason, of course, I think, is because usually you're going to a doctor's office somewhere in the middle of the day. It's not early in the morning. You've got clothing on, so you might weigh one number at home in the morning and then go to a doctor's office and weigh another one. I had the craziest experience a while back where I weigh myself usually in the mornings at home, and I had a certain number on the scale. Then I went to a physician's office, stepped on the scale, and I was 7 pounds higher than what I had been at home.
Wow.
Now, I did not gain 7 pounds in that couple of hours. What we do know is there's no such thing as the perfect scale. The only scale that really matters is the consistent one that you weigh yourself on, ideally the one in your own home, or sometimes at a gym or something. But every time you get on a different scale somewhere else, you're going to probably see a different number. And doctor scales sometimes get way out of balance. They need to be calibrated, and they don't get that taken care of, so they can be really inaccurate, even though we think they're the perfect scale.
Interesting. We're talking about emotions and how we gain weight because of our emotional eating or some of the things we do around food and stress. What are some of the things that people can do that can really make a difference in weight loss?
Absolutely. Some of it's really pretty simple. It's catching it when you're starting to reach for food and you know you're really not physically hungry. A lot of times we kind of know that, but sometimes we don't recognize it until after we've already eaten. I think that if you can catch yourself, like for myself, if today I'm thinking, oh boy, I sure feel like going to that bakery and getting one of those cookies. If you simply ask 3 simple questions, what's going on, what do I feel, and what do I need? So I might say, well, what's going on? Oh, goodness, I do a lot of writing, and I've got this writing deadline, and it's just pressuring me. Oh, yeah, that's what's going on. What do I feel? I feel pretty stressed and anxious. What do I need? I need to calm down. I need to slow myself down and tell myself I can get this accomplished and just do it, a piece at a time. Now, if I follow through with what I decided I needed, then I'm going to be fine, and I'm not going to need to drive to the bakery or jog and get that cookie.
You talk in your book about a 5-day lesson plan to work with a weight loss program. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to, but the one thing I would just say is the piece where I see problems the most with people is not staying consistent. We hope so much that we'll have progress right away. We start a new diet and we're all fired up and excited, except that then we start to lose that motivation. And one of the numbers that I learned years ago that I love is the idea of 3. So think in terms of 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. So if you start on a weight loss plan, a new one or a new diet, tell yourself, first of all, my first marker is I have to stay on it for 3 days. Okay, you hit that mark, you say, all right, next one is make sure I work to stay on it for 3 weeks. Okay, you hit that one, then say I'm going to stay on it 3 months. There's something about the magic of threes that really makes a difference in terms of helping people stay on program.
Linda, can you talk about some of the successes that you've had with some of your clients? Can you give us a couple examples of people that have had emotional eating disorders or issues and how they changed with your help to really drop the pounds?
Yeah, absolutely. I do a lot of one-on-one weight loss coaching, and these days it's all done by phone. I don't have a clinic anymore. And so I have clients all around the country, U.S. and Canada. And I'm thinking of a lady, in fact, who I was speaking with this morning, who's up in Alberta. And this is a lady whose starting weight was just a little over 300 pounds. She is now down to 230, and she still has a ways to go. But what's fascinating, she has a notebook. She calls it her toolbox. And as we work through ideas and concepts and things, she puts them in her toolbox, and she can pull that out and review those. And today it was interesting because she began to just read through some things that she said she knew were the biggest keys of why she had stayed with it. In fact, this lady told me, I have never in my adult life that I can recall stayed on a weight loss plan this long. I've always quit sooner. So I think it's pretty phenomenal that she's finding the strength inside. I also teach my clients, coach yourself. Learn how to coach yourself, and then you'll be successful long-term when you don't have me around.
So 70 pounds, and how many months has it taken her to do that, or how many years?
This lady did that in about 9 months.
Wow. So that's pretty significant change in her life.
Yeah. She worked very hard at being consistent. She is doing a lot of tracking and counting things, and again, her driving is to be consistent more than anything else.
Linda, we're almost out of time. I'm wondering if you can just sum up your book and tell people where they can get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing is, I'm sure some people are interested in hearing about a little bit more about your consulting, so tell them where they can find out that as well.
Sure. The website to find that out would be weightlossjoy.com, and that's got information about my coaching work. The book Friends with the Scale is just a wonderful guide for helping you change your relationship with the scale. And you can find that in most bookstores. It's on Amazon.canada. And so it's pretty much accessible both as a print book and as a Kindle book. So people should be able to find it easily.
Linda, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Thank you. I appreciated it.
Yeah, it was great. The book is called Friends with the Scale, and the website is Weight Loss Joy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Andrew Saul about his latest book.